The state Supreme Court ruling shut off wells for more than 400 farmers, and thousands more saw reduced access. Take, for example, Gene Kammerzell's well.
It's severely curtailed. Where I used to be able to operate it for around 140 days out of the year, my curtailment now only allowed me to operate 5 days out of the whole year.
Kammerzell runs a tree nursery near the town of Milliken. He and other farmers also have to follow so-called augmentation plans, spending thousands of dollars to replace water they've taken out of the river. Kammerzell came to the meeting to learn about the report and the official word on how September's flooding affected the South Platte aquifer.
My property was impacted. It was in the flood. I had liquid water standing in my fields that didn't want to dry up as late as Thanksgiving. And I contend these depletions are not there.
Researchers at the Colorado Water Institute spent more than a year pulling together the 200-page report on the South Platte, much of it before last year's flooding. The study, put in place by House Bill 1278, was commissioned by the state legislature in 2012. At the time, CWI outreach specialist Mary Lou Smith says there was an apparent paradox.
We have a lot of folks who weren't allowed to pump, and yet we have areas with high groundwater, and it sure didn't make much common sense.
Smith and others at the CWI wondered whether a lack of irrigation pumping along the river was leading to higher groundwater tables and flooded basements further downstream. Turns out it was, but their report also says the system helped to protect senior surface water rights from injury.
We're recommending that there be some pilot projects set up in areas with high groundwater levels. This would allow the state engineer to track and administer high groundwater zones for a specific period of time.
The study proposes reintroducing well pumping as a way to manage the issue in specific locations like Gilcrest and Sterling. Other CWI recommendations call for more data collection abilities for the Colorado Division of Water Resources and a basin-wide entity focused on more flexible management of water rights.
The liveliest
part of the meeting came from the question and answer period. Longtime farmer Bob Cicada also poked at the augmentation policy requiring well owners to cover past depletion of surface water. He thinks the situation was improved by the floodwaters.
He should not have to pay past depletion. That is the biggest nonsense there is in the rule.
Some lawmakers at the meeting enthusiastically took on the issue of erasing past well debt along the South Platte, including Republican state senator and gubernatorial hopeful Greg Brophy.
I agree with you guys. And actually, I have a bill title in right now that just got read across the desk with Chairman Fisher as the House sponsor that wipes out all past pumping depletions on September 12th of 2013.
The bill would be bipartisan, sponsored in the House by Democratic Representative Randy Fisher, who was a bit more circumspect about the bill's future.
It's a controversial issue, to say the least, and we'll see how far we can take it.
Scientists question just how much September's floods filled up the South Platte's aquifers. According to the Colorado Water Institute, while that may be true for wells right next to the South Platte, that's not necessarily the case miles away from the river. Meantime, Fisher says implementing recommendations from the report will require introducing other bills.
We will have to fund some of these things, too, which will take legislation.
All of it adds up to a mixed bag for Gene Kammerzell.
There are a number of very good things in the report, but then there are some other things that I find in it that are very troubling.
In the last decade, Kammerzell says he sees water rights management becoming more political than scientific.
A lot of our friends have gone out of business. We have friends that have large operations that are relocating to New Mexico because the water policy in this state isn't being managed right.
The data and recommendations in the report give Kammerzell hope. But along with most things in Colorado water policy, he knows it can take years, not days, to measure progress. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.